Chapter 10. One morning, quite some months later, while we were putting away the row underrobes, the ones made of lightweight silk gauze for hot weather, and bringing out the Hito underrobes instead, the ones with no lining used in September, I came upon a smell in the entryway so horrible that I dropped the armload of robes I was carrying. The smell was coming from Granny's room. I ran upstairs to fetch Auntie because I knew at once that something must be terribly wrong. Auntie hobbled down the stairs as quickly as she could and went in to find Granny dead on the floor. And she had died in a most peculiar manner. Granny had the only electric space heater in our Okia. She used it every single night except during the summer. Now that the month of September had begun and we were putting away the summer weight underrobes, Granny had begun to use her heater again. That doesn't mean the weather was necessarily cool. We changed the weight of our clothing by the calendar, not by the actual temperature outdoors, and Granny used her heater just the same way. She was unreasonably attached to it, probably because she'd spent so many nights of her life suffering miserably from the cold. Granny's usual routine in the morning was to wrap the cord around the heater before pushing it back against the wall. Over time, the hot metal burned all the way through the cord so that the wire finally came into contact with it and the whole thing became electrified. The police said that when Granny touched it that morning, she must have been immobilized at once, maybe even killed instantly. When she slid down to the floor, she ended up with her face pressed against the hot metal surface. This was what caused the horrible smell. Happily, I didn't see her after she died, except for her legs, which were visible from the doorway and looked like slender tree limbs wrapped in wrinkled silk. For a week or two after Granny died, we were as busy as you can imagine, not only with cleaning the house thoroughly, because in Shinto, death is the most impure of all things that can happen, but with preparing the house by setting out candles, trays with meal offerings, lanterns at the entrance, tea stands, trays for money that visitors brought, and so on. We were so busy that one evening the cook became ill and a doctor was summoned. It turned out her only problem was that she'd slept no more than 2 hours the night before, hadn't sat down all day, and had eaten only a single bowl of clear soup. I was surprised, too, to see Mother spending money almost unrestrainedly, making plans for sutras to be chanted on Granny's behalf at the Chionin Temple, purchasing lotus bud arrangements from the undertaker, all of it right in the midst of the Great Depression. I wondered at first if her behavior was a testament to how deeply she felt about Granny, but later I realized what it really meant. Practically all of Gion would come tramping through our Okia to pay respects to Granny and would attend the funeral at the temple later in the week. Mother had to put on the proper kind of show.